Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on Trinity Sunday, May 26, 2024, entitled, "The Bible Tells Me So." Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? Trinity Sunday brings us face to face with one of the greatest mysteries of the Christian faith. And how can these things be? I find myself feeling taken back a bit, maybe more often than I wish I did, when an individual who has spent a lot of time in the Anglican Church, perhaps has done so all of their lives, but doesn't seem to understand what the church is really about. Seasoned Anglicans share with me that the problem with our church is that the bishop has too much power. Or that the bishop doesn't have power enough. Our clergy are just inept because they're not good managers. If I ran my business the way you run your church, one fellow said to me, I'd be bankrupt. So the ills we suffer, failing on the membership front, inward-looking survivalist attitudes, ineffective evangelism, inability to market what is probably the best deal there is going these days, that is, a message about how to live your best life and bring vitality to the communities in which you live. All of that, I'm often told, is the fault of a lack of strategic thinking, inability to jump on the latest bandwagon for how to supercharge your organization for success in 2024. Or that as an aging mainline denomination, we're bound by a bureaucracy and structure that doesn't speak to the new generation. Ultimately, I hear that it's the fault of church management. But let me share a secret with you. I don't spend much time every week devising ways to turn the church upside down or inside out, or fundraising for financial needs growing faster than our offering. Because, quite frankly, I don't have the time. I'm engaged in a full-time job doing what it takes to keep the wheels turning, or at least
the best that I can do at doing that. In a position where we are prayed for, that you're visited when you're sick, buried when you die, and fed when you come to the table. This week, I'm actually unlocking doors, checking washrooms, and various other things that have to happen. I may be mowing the lawn eventually. I wouldn't mind that, actually. But I'm often amazed at how so many people who have been church members most of their lives have almost no idea about what's required for a church to function. So not to be crass or inappropriate, but if there are deficiencies, the answer is in the closest mirror you can find. What you should see there is something of the mystery we call the church. And if all you can see there is yourself, then we have an enormous problem. It's not uncommon for me to be questioned about my lack of political correctness. I believe, regardless of our religion, we all worship the same God, she said to me one day at the West Door. I thought I heard you say that Jesus is the only way. And so I said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. So for me, because the Bible tells me so, Jesus is the only way. I'm not saying that. The Bible says that. There are countless churches these days claiming to be Christian denominations that are not. Disagreement seems to mean starting your own church. Some of them land on my front doorstep on a fairly regular basis. And none of this is about rejection. Kelly will tell you it sometimes raises her level of uncomfortableness when I take time to talk and to express disagreement with what I'm being told. And I have friends who are not Christian. My responsibility and yours as one baptized is to respect the dignity of every human being. So yeah, sometimes I talk to them. And one day, my visitor pressed me to explain the Trinity. The Lord our God, he said, the Lord is one. There is only one God. You believe Jesus is God. You believe in more than one God. Well, I kind of determined that this fellow had a faith that was stuck in one part of Scripture. So I tried to get him unstuck. So I said to him, why don't you explain gravity to me? What is it exactly? Well, gravity is what holds us down, he replied. It makes things fall and it keeps us on the ground. If it wasn't for gravity, we'd fly off into outer space. But you haven't explained gravity, I said. All you've told me is what gravity does. No one has ever seen gravity. Even scientists today question whether gravity actually behaves the same everywhere in the universe. Gravity is a mystery. The best that we can do is acknowledge the experience of being influenced by gravity as part of our reality. And we all realize that our reality would be very much different if it weren't for gravity. It's a mystery. None of us would for a moment suggest that gravity is not real. But it's impossible to explain it. It's also difficult, if not impossible, to explain the Trinity. Because the best we can do is recognize the way the mystery of God, the Holy Trinity, is part of our reality. God, who is one, but at the same time expressed in three persons or personalities. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. But at the same time, the Father is not the Son is not the Spirit, and the Spirit is not the Father. Confused? It's about as nonsensical as the mathematical equation 3 equals 1. But it's not supposed to make mathematical sense. It's a mystery. And don't fall for the argument that the word Trinity is not found in the Bible, and that that's the reason we shouldn't believe in it. Because it's not in the Bible, but it's everywhere, all through the pages of both the Old and the New Testament. The word isn't there, but the rest of it is. Very little of the Bible actually makes sense without the Trinity. Thanks to others that have gone before us, we do have words, though. The details are hidden in plain sight. So every occasion, which isn't every Sunday, but most Sundays, we take the time to recite the Nicene Creed. Oh, ho, hum, there's that creed again. Oh, when will this be over? Mom, is it over yet? But it's important because everything we need to know about the mystery of the Trinity is right there before us. I had a friend who used to say that we should never say the Nicene Creed from memory. When we rehearse the creed, he said, we need to see, hear, read, and listen to its words. The doctrine of the Trinity is at the very center of the essence of Christian belief as it has been delivered through the centuries. Where the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church is concerned, there is no compromise. With some understanding of the words, phrases like eternally begotten, not made, of one being with, incarnate, who proceeds from. These are not casual expressions. They express precisely the heart of Christian belief. But we all really just worship the same God, you know. Well, no, we don't. Trinity Sunday is meant to be a good time to review just what we do believe and why. And if we did that, maybe our church would be refreshed, regenerated, and enlivened by the mystery and in ways we can't even imagine. Fill us with the vision of your glory, that we may always serve and praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. As we turn back to the blue-colored leaflet, on page 2, at the top of the left-hand column,
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.